Good afternoon. This is Akashvani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Over 61% polling recorded so far for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 594-kilometre long Ganga Expressway connecting Meerut to Prayagraj, the longest in Uttar Pradesh, passing through 12 districts. Mr. Modi says the expressway will become a new lifeline like River Ganga. Government issues draft notifications outlining centre motor vehicle rules, revising fuel classifications to boost biofuel use and standardise emission rules. Heavy rains in Mizoram affect normal life. Persistent downpours heighten danger of mud flows and rock falls. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Wankhede Stadium this evening. And now the news in detail. Voting is underway for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. A total of 142 constituencies across 7 districts are going to polls in this phase. Over 61% voting was recorded when reports last came in. Long queues are forming in Kolkata, Howrah and the 24 Parganas districts. Voting has largely been peaceful in the state. Adequate security arrangements are in place to ensure peaceful voting, though there have been reports of isolated incidents, including an EVM malfunction in Baranagar and a BJP polling agent being injured in Nodia. BJP demanded re-poll in some booths in Falta seat in South 24 Parganas district. Security forces dispersed gathering outside the polling stations in several areas across the 7 districts under polls. Our Kolkata correspondent, Sandeepan Das Gupta, has filed this report.
Voting has largely been peaceful in West Bengal today. Commission has said re-poll may be conducted in some booths in Falta after BJP alleged that EVM machines have been tampered in some booths. Security forces dispersed troublemakers in some booths across the districts. In an incident in Kalighat under Bhavanipur constituency, CRPF and police personnel have taken control of the situation after some people gathered there and started sloganeering. Enthusiasm is high among the voters today. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
This was Kalyan Laha giving us the report. Counting of votes for West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Assam, Kerala and Puducherry assembly elections will take place on the 4th of next month. Counting of votes for assembly by polls for Bagalkot and Davangere South in Karnataka, Koridang in Nagaland, Dharmanagar in Tripura, Baramati and Rahuri in Maharashtra and Umret in Gujarat will also take place on the 4th of May. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated the 594-kilometre long Ganga Expressway in Hardoi district of Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said, "The way Ganga for thousands of years has been the lifeline for Uttar Pradesh, similarly, this expressway will also become the new lifeline of this state's development."
Desh ke sabse bade expressway mein shumar यूपी का सबसे लंबा ग्रीन कॉरिडोर एक्सप्रेसवे ये 5 साल के भीतर भीतर बनकर तैयार हो गया है। एक और गंगा एक्सप्रेसवे का निर्माण पूरा हुआ है तो साथ ही इसके विस्तार की योजना पर भी काम शुरू हो गया है।
Mr. Modi said that infrastructure reflects the country's rapid progress and ambition. He said the Ganga Expressway connects one end of Uttar Pradesh to the other, significantly improving regional connectivity. He added that the project also brings the vast opportunities of the National Capital Region closer to different parts of the state. Highlighting the historical importance of the Ganges River, the Prime Minister said that modern expressways passing through its vicinity are becoming new arteries of development. He emphasized that such projects will play a crucial role in driving Uttar Pradesh's growth and contributing to a brighter future for India.
गंगा एक्सप्रेसवे यूपी के एक छोर को दूसरे छोर से तो जोड़ता ही है ये एनसीआर के असीम संभावनाओं को भी करीब लाएगा इसके किनारे नए औद्योगिक अवसर विकसित होंगे इसके लिए हरदोई जैसे दूसरे जिलों में इंडस्ट्रियल कॉरिडोर विकसित किए जा रहे हैं। इससे हरदोई, शाहजहांपुर, उन्नाव समेत सभी 12 जनपदों में नए उद्योग आएंगे। अलग अलग सेक्टर्स जैसे फार्मा, टेक्सटाइल आदि के क्लस्टर्स विकसित होंगे। युवाओं के लिए रोजगार के नए अवसर भी तैयार होंगे।
Prime Minister Modi said that the second phase of voting is currently underway in Bengal, and the reports suggest that people are voting in large numbers like in the first phase. This is a good symbol for democracy.
बंगाल में इस समय दूसरे चरण का मतदान हो रहा है और जो खबरें आ रही हैं उनसे पता चलता है कि बंगाल में भारी मतदान हो रहा है। लंबी लंबी कतारों की तस्वीरें सोशल मीडिया में छाई हुई है। पिछले 6-7 दशक में जो नहीं हुआ, जिसकी कल्पना भी मुश्किल थी, वैसे निर्भीक वातावरण में बंगाल में इस बार वोटिंग हो रहा है।
Prime Minister Modi criticized the Samajwadi Party for betraying women by opposing the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Speaking on the occasion, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, under the vision of Prime Minister, advanced infrastructure in the state is giving a boost to development. He added that in the last 9 years, 4 lakh kilometer road infrastructure has been developed in the state. Passing through 12 districts of Uttar Pradesh, the high-speed corridor developed by the UP Expressways Industrial Development Authority will connect the western, central and eastern regions of the state through a single high-speed corridor. The longest expressway in the state will reduce travel time between Meerut and Prayagraj from nearly 12 hours to about 6 hours. It also features a 3.5-kilometer-long airstrip in Shahjahanpur to support the emergency takeoff and landing of Indian Air Force aircraft. Earlier, the Prime Minister began his second day UP visit by having a darshan at Sri Kashi Vishwanath Temple in the morning and performed puja in the Sanctum Sanctorum. As Mr. Modi emerged from the temple, BJP leaders presented him with a trident and a damaru. The Prime Minister also witnessed the Vikramaditya Vedic clock installed in the temple premises. The Prime Minister also spoke to some devotees present at the premises of the temple. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said he prayed for happiness, prosperity and a healthy life for all the citizens of the country. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. The government has issued a draft notification outlining proposed amendments to the Central Motor Vehicle Rules 1989. According to a recent notification, the government has proposed draft updates to technical fuel classifications under emission and type approval standards in line with higher ethanol and biofuel blending targets. The draft outlines several key changes. The classification of hydrogen fuel vehicles has been revised from hydrogen plus CN to hydrogen plus CNG. The gross vehicle weight threshold in a select category has been increased from 3,000 kilograms to 3,500 kilograms, aligning with the rollout of E20 fuel. In addition, biodiesel references have been upgraded from B10 to B100 and emission testing parameters along with technical notations have been standardized. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met with his Ecuadorian counterpart, Gabriela Sommerfeld, and discussed ways to enhance cooperation in key sectors such as trade, agriculture and capacity building. In a social media post, External Affairs Minister welcomed Ecuador's decision to initiate the process for joining the India-led International Solar Alliance and International Big Cat Alliance, IBCA. He noted that Ecuador is already a member of the Coalition for Disaster Resilient Infrastructure. Dr. Jaishankar also announced that an agreement has been reached on the funding for the implementation of quick impact projects and stated that it is a step forward in deepening our development partnership. Ecuador Foreign Affairs and Human Mobility Minister Gabriela Sommerfeld Rosero arrived in New Delhi earlier in the day for a 3-day visit to India. In Gujarat, 6 people were killed in an accident between a bus and a car near Himmatnagar in Sabarkantha district today. 4 people were injured in the incident on National Highway number 48 and have been shifted to the hospital for treatment. According to police, the car carrying passengers was going from Shamlaji to Himmatnagar when it collided with a bus coming from behind. The sacred relics of Lord Buddha arrived in Ladakh for the public exposition starting from the 1st to the 15th of next month. Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena, along with senior officials and security forces, received the relics at the Air Force Airport. More from our correspondent.
These relics were transported via special aircraft of the Air Force under the strict security arrangement. From the airport, the relics were transported by a special flatbed truck to Jivatsal, where they have been placed for the public exposition starting from the 1st of the next month. This is the first time that these sacred relics have been taken out from their permanent location for an exhibition within the country. Talking to the media after receiving the holy relics, Lieutenant Governor of Ladakh Vinay Kumar Saxena said, "This is a historic moment, especially for the followers of Buddhism and the people of Ladakh." Mr. Saxena added that the exposition will be open to the public on May 1st, the day of Buddha Purnima. These relics represent the living presence of Lord Buddha and his universal teachings. The display is not only a religious event but also an effort to promote India's rich Buddhist heritage. Ladakh is well known for its monasteries and spiritual atmosphere, making it an ideal place for this event. The exposition will also travel to Zanzibar on the 11th and 12th, followed by a closing ceremony in Leh on the 14th, and on 15th, the relics will return. This initiative is expected to strengthen cultural ties and promote spiritual tourism. Vidakshit from Leh, Saklayan Akhtar for Akashwani News.
In Mizoram, schools in Aizawl, Serchip and southern Mizoram's Lunglei district remained shut for the second consecutive day today as heavy rain and strong winds continue to disrupt normal life. Authorities have ordered the closure of schools as a precaution against landslides, flash floods and other weather-related risks. Officials said persistent downpours have heightened the danger of mudflows and rockfalls. Since Monday, torrential rainfall has caused widespread damage, affecting over 70 houses as well as schools, church halls and government buildings. A light spell of rain and thunderstorm this morning brought the much-needed relief from the sweltering heat to the residents of the national capital. The IMD predicted a spell of very light to light rain accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning in the city during the day. According to the IMD, the maximum temperature in Delhi is expected to reach around 38 degrees Celsius, while the minimum temperature is likely to hover near 27 degrees Celsius today. Meanwhile, the IMD has forecast hot and humid weather conditions over isolated pockets of Odisha, North Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and South Coastal Andhra Pradesh, Yanam, till the 2nd of next month. The IMD said isolated places in northern states of Bihar and Jharkhand are expected to experience thunder squall conditions today. The weather agency has said there will be a gradual fall in maximum temperature by 2 to 4 degrees Celsius over northwest parts of the country till tomorrow. In IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 6 wickets at New Chandigarh. Chasing a target of 223 runs set by Punjab Kings, Rajasthan Royals scored 228 for 4 in 19.2 overs. Benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today and were trading around 1.3% higher in the afternoon session. The Sensex advanced 1,038 points to 77,925, while the Nifty added 316 points to 24,312 when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 61% polling recorded so far for the second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurates 594-kilometer-long Ganga Expressway connecting Meerut to Prayagraj, the longest in Uttar Pradesh, passing through 12 districts. Mr. Modi says the expressway will become a new lifeline like River Ganga. Government issues draft notifications outlining central motor vehicle rules, revising fuel classifications to boost biofuel use and standardize emission rules. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Mumbai this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.